Foul Monkeys.
Again,
what's going on?
There we go. Welcome. This is Foul Monkeys, episode 118. This is Ricky.
This is Herb,
and we're here on a Sunday afternoon, 1:30. Herb has to be at work at 2, so we had to record something really quick.
It's early.
It's early in the morning.
So it's raining, and that's my favorite kind
it's
of weather.
Raining. So, it's pouring. The old man is snoring.
So that makes me happy.
Happy down there.
Uh-uh.
Oh. Well, that's not happy for me.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Twice.
Anyway.
So, what's been going on?
Well,
you just woke up, so that's what's been going on.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yesterday we recorded a video podcast, and we put it up. So, if you're getting this episode and you haven't seen the video and it didn't download in iTunes, make sure you go download it. It's about a 10-minute video. So, can you hand me the bowl? All right. Every time that I ask for the bowl, I actually mean...
No. It's funny that way.
Okay.
So marijuana cigarettes, people.
You don't smoke marijuana cigarettes on bowls.
I know. That's what makes it funnier.
All right, so let me get this ready. So we have a few things to talk about today. We have the drawing for the winner of the t-shirt for the reviews on iTunes. We had a total of 12 people.
Yay.
So here in a few minutes, we will be pulling the name of that person out of a bowl.
I'm eating Frosted Mini Wheats, but they're like vanilla flavored because they're some knockoff brand,
they're
but
good.
It's like way better than the
original. There is nothing wrong with Malta Mill cereal.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's the bomb. Anybody who needs their name brand cereal sucks. I'm sorry.
You just ate a whole thing of Fruit Loops last week. A huge box full.
Yeah, but you bought it because you like need your Fruit Loops.
Yeah, but I never got to eat any of them because you ate all of them.
It was amazing.
So... Okay, so we're back. Sorry about that.
How you doing?
I'm good. So, I was on Archer's show last week, and Mike Hipp from podcastsoup.net actually reviewed our show. Mm-hmm. It's the first time he's done it in a while. I think he reviewed it before you were on the show, I think.
Wait, who is he?
He's like this guy that listens to a bunch of podcasts and then writes about them
like
on his website.
Siskel and Ebert.
Kind of, I guess, but he just gives a short review of what actually happened.
Open the blinds. It is raining like crazy.
So he actually wrote a review on us, and he says he thinks you're hot.
Good.
And he told me not to worry that he has his own man, but he can admire.
I don't know why, like, everybody always does that, though. They're like, oh, don't worry, so-and-so, because I'm not going to steal your boyfriend. And it's like, dude... They shouldn't have to worry about the other person. They should all they should be worrying about is their boyfriend going with that guy, not somebody stealing the boyfriend.
Oh, I'm not worried about him taking you.
Good deal. What is he like, 40?
But anyway, I don't know how old he is.
I'm just joking.
But
that's a definite sure thing that nobody will be stealing me if you're like over 35.
Because Herb's 22 and he thinks people over like 30
no.
are old.
That's you. That's your philosophy.
I'm 30. I'm decrepit.
No, I mean there's some guys that I've talked to or seen that are like 40 that are attractive, but you know, attractive like, yeah, you're good looking, not like, yeah, let's get together. No Al Green, please.
No Al Green. Like, he rates some people about their age. He's like, they'd be okay for a one-night stand, but not a relationship. Which I think is hilarious.
Well, I'm glad he thinks I'm hot.
Sorry, I didn't mean to clear my throat and everybody's ears.
Let me clear my throat.
Also, well, I'm not for sure how this goes. I think he has another company that where he makes candles, and they're like soy candles. So everyone like,
are they like dildo
shaped? Oh my god! I wish I could stop saying like so much.
Oh my god!
But everyone is always plugging it. So
plugging the candles.
I'll do the same thing. Yeah,
plugging
soy candles by Phoebes.
Plugging.
Check it out.
The candles into.
Yeah, and he's like giving the, these candles away for contests on each podcast. So maybe I thought we'd have some kind of contest to give away the candles too. Not for sure yet, though. I have to get with him on details.
Details.
Asterix.
So yeah, what else are we going to talk about?
I wonder if that's a local commercial or national.
It is. It's Bright House. They don't have that out west.
Yeah, but you know, some companies use the same commercials, you know, for different things. So anyway, if you don't know what we're talking about,
it's
there's
stupid,
this commercial
don't even worry
about it. And what it is people like catch these asterisks like they're animals or something.
Like an actual asterisk, like it's shaped like a star and it's furry and it's like growls and shit.
And it's basically making fun of the phone companies with their little small details
and
how
and
the cable
that.
Company doesn't have that, which they're liars.
Right. It's like, who cares? Stupid. I love how like I don't know how this started, but maybe somebody could bring some clarity to my mind. I love how companies have commercials, but the company itself is a completely different company than the company that does the commercials for the company. So when you talk to anybody who works at such and such, they have no idea what you're talking about when you're like, yeah, I saw the commercial. They're like, what? Because it's not the same company. They hire some advertising bullshit company to like,
oh, yeah,
do it. And that's stupid. It should, you know, if you, I mean, I guess, you know, that's the difference between, like, you know, Bright House and, like, Mattress Giant, where they make their own commercials at
Mattress Giant.
You know, like, where they make their own commercials and the girls, like, in front of that green screen that looks so horrible.
Right.
It's just like, what does it even go?
Ooh, ah!
You know, whatever. It's shitty. But. Whoop. I guess if every commercial was made by their own people, that'd be pretty shitty like that. But I don't know. It's just weird when like people who work somewhere don't even know like what just got advertised on TV because it's a totally different company that makes it. Or like, yeah,
that's the people's names. They're getting shooken up
in the bingo thingy.
Yeah, we have this professional machine. We actually have a woman that's going to pull the balls up and tell us the numbers.
Like Vanna White,
like Lotto.
She'll be Vanna Black. Be like, oh no, he didn't win. Shit, I'm gonna get another one.
No, Venetia Black.
Venetian blinds.
So, did you finish your story or whatever you're talking about?
Oh, I'm done. Yeah.
I wanted to thank a few people for technical help with the podcast the past couple of days. I want to thank Tim from Go Rainbow Radio. And there are some that call me Tim. He helped me out with putting the video up online. Although, I can't see.
On, right?
Yeah. Although I can't see how many people are actually downloading it because for some reason it's not tracking that, which I guess I don't care. Yes, I do. But I can't get it to work for some reason. And I also wanted to thank Daniel from Callbox 7. He helped me with the sound. He's the one that told me how I could do this now. I
Callbox
could talk like this.
Callbox 7, like rest stop.
No, it's like a political podcast.
Oh.
It's really cool, though.
Oh, like a call box. See,
yeah,
I'm thinking
like
call
on
box,
the interstate.
Like, yeah, like this by the side of the road.
Right.
At the rest stop.
Right.
Where gay people congregate to have sex.
Oh, not at the call box. That's a that's a rest area.
Hey, it's near the call box. Right? Near the free Wi-Fi in the middle of nowhere in Texas. That was so weird. Like, hey, everybody.
And the guy that
free
tried,
Wi-Fi while you get glory hold.
The guy that wanted to like ride on top of our car to get to, where was he going?
Wait,
Austin
who,
or something? Remember when we stopped at the rest area and that like homeless guy was trying to get a ride with us?
No.
You were in the car.
Yeah, I was sleeping or some shit.
Yeah.
While you did your glory hold business.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the walls were really short, so if someone was standing at the urinal, they could look over and look at down at you in the toilet. That's kind of weird.
Whoa. Were they, like, elevated? What do you mean, like, down at you?
No, like, the walls were so short.
Oh, like those. Yeah.
So that was kind of weird.
They're like, we're going to give you this much space to go to the bathroom in privacy. The rest of it is so we make sure you don't get murdered.
Right.
Even though there's no cameras in there, but whatever.
Also, you know, we put out the two videos so far, so I wanted to get some ideas from people to find out what kind of videos they want us to do. And I was going to do how to wash the
dishes.
Don't
ask them, because they'll say porn.
Oh, yeah.
Give them choices.
Yeah. So I was going to do washing the dishes, but Archer from archerradio.com stole my idea. So now I'm going to have to hand wash my dishes, I guess.
It's because he's a flirt.
Because I'm a flirt.
I'm a flirt.
I'm a flirt.
No, seriously, though, that song is so funny. I mean, what I like about R. Kelly is that, and I think I said this before, I don't remember. I was talking to this guy at work about it. What I like about R. Kelly is that every time he comes out with something, it's always good. And I know not everybody has an ear for that kind of music, like hip-hop influenced R&B, which I guess is what you call it. But
R&P, you mean?
Mm-hmm. But I like it. He always comes out with something that's like got that beat that makes you move. My mom likes him. I mean, shit, you know? He's got to have something if she's 52. She's like from a totally different generation. And I know my mom's like real cool, but I can't believe she likes R. Kelly. That's weird. She's like, yeah, all of his songs are like really smooth. They all like go together really well. They all like just flow. It's not like, you know.
Oh,
and she loves to dance. So
before we start talking about that,
what
you have to see the video of Angry Goatee playing Guitar Hero in his boxer shorts. It's cute.
You can just put it on mute. I don't need to hear it. I just need to see him. I'm so tired.
Go ahead, finish about R. Kelly.
Well, I don't know. Every time he comes out with something, I like it, usually. I mean, you know, yeah, he's a weird guy, and apparently he did stuff with some girl. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I still like his music, just like Michael Jackson's a freaking weirdo. But, dude, he could rock my body anytime.
No one reason. Ew.
Not really.
Oh.
With his music. Are you kidding? No.
No one responded to that.
Yeah, I guess not. All right, everybody. Nobody has
fine. Nobody Jackson likes songs. Fucking Michael Jackson. It's okay to admit it.
What's his name? Did Luby Cub? Well, he talked to me. He
oh,
was
he's
like,
cute too.
Yeah, he was like, "Rock with you," or
"I wanna rock with you,"
or "Don't stop till you get enough." This is her. So. I was like, "Mama say, mama say, mama kusa."
What?
He was like, "Yeah, that's the one." But I don't know. I don't know. So I was at work and I had my MP3 player there and I was just like,
let's be politically correct when we talk about this. Cause I'm tired of people thinking that we're racist.
And I was going through songs and whatever. And like R. Kelly comes on and it was like a freaking bomb. It was like, and the girls were like, "Oh, that's my song. Yeah. Oh, oh." And it turned into like a freaking music video. Like it was like a music video in Walmart. And then I clicked it off. Like it was just like, it was like, and then everybody like went back to work like it was nothing. And then you click it on again. It's like, oh, I don't know. It was like, it was so weird. Like African American women are the funniest women ever.
Ever. Well, I guess you could say. Can you say black? Is that politically correct?
That's what I say.
African American.
That's
black.
What it is.
I don't know.
When you hear, put it this way, I know, like, you know, just because something says it doesn't mean it's right. But whenever you get a new job or you go to the DMV or you go, you know, to the courthouse and you have to fill out that thing that says, are you like white, Caucasian, European descent, blah blah.
I put Polynesian.
Or it'll be like black, African American, African descent, whatever. Those are exactly how to say something properly. Like, properly. Not politically correct. I mean, like, properly, like, you know, like, it's cool. Mm-hmm. So, to me, black is not... If you're of African descent, you're black. It doesn't mean you're an African American unless you're born in Africa and you came to America. But...
I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
No.
You're not African American unless you were born in Africa and you came to America.
Are you sure that's how that
goes? Yes. Think about it logically. That's not how they want you to say it, but that's how I fucking say it.
Oh, okay.
No, but that's how, I mean, you're, look, if you're black, you're not African American unless you're born in Africa. You're fucking American. That's it. Just like I'm not Czechoslovakian American, even though that's where my ancestors are from. I wasn't born there. I was born in America, so I'm an American. That's it. You know what I mean? Plus, I would be like Irish and English and German, too, so I get too confusing.
You'd be all messed up.
See, the black people have it easy, man. They're from like one continent. we're white people, we might be from one continent, but we're from all over the place, all over that, all mixed around. Everybody had sex, and then they came to America and had sex with Indians, and then, you know, American Indians, and then, you know, they went back and had more sex with Irish people, Pocahontas and shit. And that's like, that's the history lesson with her. No, but I don't know. It's just, you know, it's real easy. Like heritage, you know, black people. Yeah, Africa. Okay, you know, but does that mean I'm an Irish American or a German American? You know, it's too much.
I'm American American.
There you go.
American squared.
Your ancestors had sex with Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And then had sex with other Americans.
I'm pure. I'm one of those.
You're Aryan?
Well, yeah, I'm Aryan.
Oh my God.
I'm pure blood. So, let's see. Oh, we had some new Frapper Mappers join. Nessa from California, which I'm not for sure if it's the same Nessa that listens to the QCast Connection podcast. So if you are, then let us know. If you're not, let us know.
Let me know.
And we also had Tim from Go Rainbow Radio. He joined too. So they're on the Frapper map or the jungle. What did we call that? The jungle map or something?
I totally forgot. What I was going to say was that, like, wasn't it the Monkey Jungle?
Monkey Jungle map? I don't remember.
Well, anyway, so every time R. Kelly comes out with something, it's pretty good. Usually, I like it. I mean, it's always got that groove and shit. But, I mean, it's as funny and, like, eccentric as that I'm a Flirt song may be. Basically, the whole premise of the song is like, hey, everybody, don't bring any of your female people near me or T-Pain or T.I. because we will fuck them silly. With no remorse, and then sing a song about it, and then make a remix 2 weeks later.
2 weeks later.
Basically. It'd be like, now, usually I don't do this, but your wife was pretty good last night.
Ooh.
And then Usher will come in and be like, dated her wife too. Shit.
Damn.
Same girl.
And then T-Pain will come in and be like, girl. Yeah, she's my wife.
Oh, man, I wish I had that. Like
The remix
on my laptop, because I can't play it on the computer that we're recording on. I haven't figured out how to do that. Oh, I know something. Archer, can you help me learn how to record with GarageBand and Skype at the same time? Because I can't figure that shit out.
That was very ADD.
I know.
You're like, blah, blah, blah. Ooh. So what else are we talking about?
Should we do... thank you for joining the Frapper Map. We've also had a few people add themselves to the MySpace page, but I really don't keep up with that much. I try to, but... And we're also adding a few more podcasts to the website.
I got
to
stop hiccuping.
You need to learn how to listen to a podcast every now and then.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So. Mm-mm. No.
I used to like talk radio when I was a kid, and I used to listen to a lot of Loveline for like years. And it's the funniest shit. I mean, I like it, but I don't know. I don't mean it in like a conceited way, but it's like, hey, if me and my boyfriend are already funny enough, I don't need to listen to anybody else.
That is so rude.
No, dude, whatever. I don't need to listen to
the views by Herb on Foul Monkeys are not associated with Ricky.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't see like what I'd get out of it. I'm just not interested in it like I was years ago. I don't know. It's talk radio to me. I mean,
years ago,
I do
when
it.
You were like 5, like in 1998.
Okay, there you go. I was like, wait, that's not funny. Years ago when I was 5, yeah, years ago. I don't know. I don't know. It's like I don't see when I would listen to it. I mean, when I'm at the computer, if I'm trying to listen to talk radio, I'll get like distracted because I'm reading usually online. Mm-hmm. So I can't listen to talking and read at the same time. It doesn't work. So I'm usually just listening to music or doing something else. Like
I work 8 hours a day and listen to podcasts 8 hours a
day. While you're working. I know. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I can't. I mean, I have like a stereo by the register.
You should have this implant that goes in your ear that automatically downloads.
Made by Apple for $200?
Yeah.
Braden's like, why don't you just talk about like good shit that you like instead of like ragging on shit that you don't. Except he didn't say it like that. He said it like totally normal. But
He said it totally Canadian.
Yeah, he was like, I'm sorry.
I saw him last night on camera, and I must say, he's cute.
He's good looking. He was so funny, though, because right after I told him he was cute, he's like, yeah, you're not my type. I was like,
oh,
I was like,
damn.
I was like, dude, you're not my type either. You're just good looking. It was funny, though. It was like right after, but no, he's a cool guy. How old is he?
23, 24, 25? I don't know. So we have a phone call from none other than Lala. Can you believe it? So here we go. Here's the phone call.
She's a flirt.
Hey, Foul Monkeys, it's Lala. I got the microphone in the mail, Ricky. Thank you so much. Whenever I get my hands on a computer, I'll make sure to use it and give you tons of credit and everything. And I hope everybody's okay. And Steffi, you still need to email me back. And hi, Ryan. And I love you, Herb. And bye, Ricky. I love you most. Bye.
She loves me most. So I sent her a microphone so she can make her show sound a little bit better. And she was also a winner of the bumper stickers. So everyone that won should have their bumper stickers except for Cincy Cub, because I haven't sent his out yet. I'm so bad.
Actually, he's busy customizing it with bodily fluids.
I don't think I still have his email anymore. So now I'm going to have to go try to... What'd you say?
I said because you're busy customizing it with bodily fluids.
Ew, gross.
Hey, he's hot, man. Cincy Cub's fucking short, though. My God. And so is... who were we talking about last night? He was short as hell. Oh, Christian.
Christian?
Christian is a short motherfucker.
I'm 5'2". No.
He's cute, but he's like, 5'8". Damn. I didn't realize how... I don't know. He's coming to visit us.
Oh, yeah, at the beginning of June. He's actually going to be here for New Year's.
You mean January?
January, yeah. Nee. I like
those. Not Chinese New Year's, Ricky.
He's coming to see us, the last few days of December, the first few days of January. He's never been to Florida before, so we're going to show him Florida at its finest.
Which means our bedroom.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
And Kyle's coming to visit us, what, in 2 weeks?
In like a week and 2 days.
He's going to be here for a week, so he'll probably be on the show.
I'm excited.
And Taylor, the latte boy from Pod is My Co-Pilot,
the latte boy,
is going to be visiting us next Saturday, and he's going to be on our show, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's hanging out. We're going to...
Kyle will be here.
Not next weekend.
Yeah, I'm retired.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. All right, so should we do the drawing?
Yeah.
Can you hear me shaking it up? And I'll let Herb draw it.
Drum roll with my tongue.
Just one. This is for the Foul Monkeys t-shirt for leaving a review on iTunes.
Oh.
Let me see. Who is it?
I don't know.
Sky and Mike. Ooh. I don't know who this is, but they left us a review on iTunes, so make sure you contact us. Let us know your t-shirt size and your address.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you. I want to thank everyone from iTunes for doing that. And let me just name everybody that was on here. Should we do a drawing for a bumper sticker? What do you think?
Do we have extras?
No, I can get another one.
Cool.
All right,
bumper
let's do
sticker. Second place.
Second place, bumper sticker. Here
this
we go.
Runner up.
Hopefully it's not somebody that already has a bumper sticker. But.
Behind door number one is Gus3991.
Cool.
I have no idea who that is either, but that's cool.
Bumper sticker.
You get a bumper sticker, man.
So Gus3991, email us your address and we'll send you a bumper sticker. Sky and Mike, email us your address and your shirt size so that we can send that out to you.
Whoa,
now,
whoa,
if you
whoa.
Do not claim your prizes within, what, a week, we will have to draw names again.
Whoa. Sky and Mike, is that like two different people?
I don't know, maybe.
I have a theory, because there's this guy online named Sky, and his boyfriend's name is Mike.
Oh, really?
And
where are they from?
I don't know. I always see them on Bear City, because they're like Bear City superstars. See, they I would consider them like... Internet A-list bears, I guess you could say, because I see
A-list
them
bears.
Everywhere. It's like, dude, are everywhere, all the time. It's like they're never offline. But anyway, if it's you guys, you're hot, and if it's not, then you're cool anyway, and enjoy the t-shirt.
Yes, make sure you call us and let us know, or contact us.
We'll spray cologne all over it, just so you know. It's us.
And when you say cologne, you mean Foul Monkeys come?
No, I mean...
We'll get me, you, Ryan, and Drew.
Oh, no, never mind. It's Sky and Paul. Never mind.
We'll get me, you, Ryan, and Drew all together.
In 2 seconds, I found them on the random profiles. They're so random, everybody. Same, like, 20 people. All right, so...
I think this is it.
I'm a flirt.
Because I'm a flirt. Yeah.
Before you... Well, I'm gonna fade out with music. We should fade out with music. That'd be cool.
We can't do that because we can get in trouble from the recording
people. NAACP. They'd be like, shit, man, he's trying to take our R. Kelly music. Shit. Shit, man. And white boys.
Whiteies.
Trying to take I'm a flirt. Shit.
No, I don't think we should do that.
All right.
We can do it for like 10 seconds.
That's what I'm talking about. What do you think? I'm gonna fade out for an hour?
So
Didn't we have more stuff?
Nope. I think that's it. I want to remind everyone to go to the website at www.foulmonkeys.com.
Give us a call, 206-984-FOUL.
If for some reason the video is not downloading in iTunes, you can always go see it at YouTube, at the website, and also on our blog.
Mm-hmm.
And give us some ideas for the next video that we do. Make sure you email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And Mr. Gus and Mr. Sky and Mike, please contact us. We will give you shirts and bumper stickers, respectively.
And junk.
And junk.
Also, what else do we have? Wrapper map. Leave us an iTunes review. Is that it? What is that? Is that the music we're fading out with?
Well, it wasn't going to be, but hey. That's cool, man. It's David Bowie. It's motherfucking Labyrinth.
Woo! All right. So this is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is episode 118.
We are Audi.
Keep it foul.
Keep it fun.
And.
Oh. No. It's already
It's done. Retarded.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.